Hey, welcome in for a bonus episode of Roll Digs, the official Montana Tech podcast, as we get ready for the fall sports season to officially get underway. And what we're going to try and do with these bonus episodes is talk to our coaches, talk to some athletes, especially when we get right down to crunch time, whether it's big games or whether it's tournaments here in the Mining City. And that certainly is our first out of the gates, is the Big Sky Volleyball Challenge coming up at the Butte Civic Center this Thursday, the August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Montana Tech is in action on Thursday and Friday. And with more on that is head coach Brian Solomon. How you doing?
Great. It's a busy week and a big week for us.
You seem pretty calm. You have your feet up on my desk, so that's a good indicator of your headspace. But this is an incredibly busy week, and we officially get underway here on Thursday.
I'm only relaxed and calm because we have backed down to one practice a day.
Okay.
So we're not in the gym and groups and throughout the entirety of the day right now.
But. Well, and this is where we're viewing this as kind of our bonus episode. We're getting ready for the Big Sky Challenge, which starts on Thursday. So we're recording this on kind of Tuesday morning. It'll be released a little bit later in the day, so we'll try and get some build up for the tournament. But we're getting ready for the Big Sky Volleyball Challenge, all at the Butte Civic Center this year. 2014 was the first time you ran the tournament, is that right?
2014, and then we were looking. 2018 was the first year we transitioned this to the Butte Civic Center.
Okay. So just another great year at the Civic Center, and looking for 3 days of activity with how many teams total?
We have 12 teams total.
Okay.
We have teams ranging from, looking at the list, Eastern Oregon is coming over. William Carey is from Mississippi, Campbellsville, Kentucky, Ottawa, Arizona, quite a spread. Nelson University will be up here from Texas, and Taylor University out of Indiana.
Okay. And a couple of these teams we're certainly used to seeing. You know, the Gooey Ducks have been here previously.
Certainly.
Like you say, with Nelson, we've known them as Segut, the name change official last year. Correct? Wasn't it
Correct.
Last year with Segut?
Yeah, I think it was. I inappropriately put him on the schedule as Segut, but Coach caught me on that one.
Okay.
But very good caliber athletic departments, great coaches, great teams that have had a history at the national tournament.
Last time we talked, we were just getting the season underway as far as fall drills. Talk about the team as you get ready here, obviously with matches on Thursday. Talk about where your mindset is and talk about the team a little bit. What can we expect?
Well, I'm very thankful we had this extra time to prepare. I thought we made a lot of progress those last few days. That Friday, Saturday last week were really big weeks for us to continue to put some things together as a unit. I very clearly as a coach, we're not where we need to be, but we're closing in on it every day. So there's a big variance early in the year. You know, I expect some widespread big runs out of when we're playing, just out of the nature of where we're at. But I see a lot of upside and a lot of high end potential for us.
Does it feel like, and please correct me if I'm wrong, does it feel like, the climb of when it starts, like you talk about last week with Friday and Saturday being great days, do you feel like those climbs are huge for a little while in the preseason and then it starts to plateau a little bit and you need some matches against another opponent to really get back on that climb again and get ready for conference?
I think so. We had some really rough days out the beginning, and I told them, I said, the good teams look like this. The bad teams look like this, but good teams don't stay here very long.
Yeah.
And we really have to progress quickly. And I think we're in another – I thought yesterday had another flat spot in our training that, you know, we need to get past that quickly. They flipped the switch. They got there. We ended practice, so we get in on a high note. And we have to roll that over here every day. A lot of work for the next 4 days. And then they'll get their first real break, a two-day break on Saturday, Sunday. Physically, just because our schedule's Thursday evening and two on Friday.
Okay.
And it'll be that Saturday, Sunday will be the first time we've had a couple days off.
Well, let's talk about your opponents and let's talk about Montana Tech's schedule, and then we'll kind of get into the rest of the schedule and what people can expect to see.
Sure. Two of our opponents played this last weekend, so a little bit of an opportunity for us to get an idea of who we're playing. But opening weekend is never a good indicator. Every good team has that one game you think, how in the heck did that happen?
Yeah.
Now, the teams we have coming in, Campbellsville is 3-1 last weekend. They hosted a tournament on their home court and had a really strong showing.
And they feel like one of those, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but they feel like one of those programs that is always, they're, whatever they put on the court or on the field or whatever, Campbellsville always feels like they do things at a high level.
They do. I've always thought that of their athletic department, no matter what you're looking at. It looks like they're always... Yeah, well represented. They put out a quality program, and that's certainly what we saw. They were 3-1 last weekend. Had one big challenge with another really good team as well, Loyola out of New Orleans. We saw them up here last year. Mm-hmm. It was a great program to host last year. Campbellsville's looking for obviously coming out to get some great competition and see a new part of the country. So we're happy to host them. Tall team. They're 6'2", 6'3", 6'1", across the net with about everyone that goes through the front row.
Okay.
So that will certainly provide a certain look that we're going to need to be prepared for. You know, fortunately, we're a pretty good size team as well. We got some pretty, if we are not as tall, we have some very high jumpers. And so I think that'll be a really competitive match to go toe-to-toe against them.
Okay. So that's your first match on Thursday?
Correct.
What time is that on the floor, my friend?
We will be on the floor at 4:00.
Okay.
And then following us, there are two matches at 6 p.m. That Thursday afternoon will be a great match for us. And then if you're around the Civic Center and want to stick around and roll into that next 6 p.m. game, Nelson University is playing William Carey, which are two also high-level programs and both in the top 25 in that range. Mm-hmm. And then on course two, Eastern Oregon will be tipping off their season, which has been a perennial powerhouse as well. They'll be playing Montana State Northern. Northern has William Carey earlier in the afternoon before us. But so games on Thursday start at 11. We have an 11-1, 4-6. So it'll be a good game, a good afternoon to start the season for us.
You know, you talk about a couple of the frontier schools. We have Northern in attendance. You have Carroll College there, University of Providence as well. So some of our historical Frontier Conference foes, we won't see any of the new schools until we get into actual Frontier Conference play much quicker than we normally are.
Very quick. And we've had a number of those teams attend our tournament when they were in the North Star. But, yep, we won't quite see them for a few more weeks.
Okay. So some of these teams, as we get ready for the tournament, as we mentioned, we'll go through the schedule here in a minute. We talked about Eastern Oregon. We talked about Nelson a little bit. We obviously talked about Campbellsville as well. Looking at the rest of this field, what do you expect to see, or who should people be excited to see on the floor?
There's a lot of games that on Friday I'm excited to see. I think Carroll's going to tip off. They'll hopefully have a great crowd on that 9 a.m. game Friday against Campbellsville, who we start off with.
Okay.
But looking at that 11 o'clock Eastern Oregon, William Carey, and Nelson and Providence, that's a heck of a two courts to be able to watch all at the same time.
Yeah.
And, I think that 4 p.m. Providence and Eastern Oregon is a top 10 tip-off match that I'm really excited to see how that looks. So that'll be a really fun match to highlight. And, we'll be following that up with our third game at 6 p.m. after Providence and Eastern Oregon playing William Carey.
So we talked earlier as far as scouting other teams. If you were scouting yourself right now, what's your scout on Montana Tech?
It's been fun because we look different. We look different than we have. So if you maybe had a preconception of maybe our system and our style, we're going a lot faster right now.
Okay. And that's saying something.
We're trying to speed up. The depth chart has been very competitive. We have 3 and 4 deep everywhere we go. So, I think we'll have the flexibility to move some players in and out. Maybe if they're just having a kind of an off day, or we start to see a matchup with that certain strengths play to our advantage, we'll have some opportunities there.
Wow. That was as close as you've ever been to coach speak for me.
I don't even know what that means still, but You know, like I said, we're gonna have some big ups and big downs early in the season, and we're largely, you know, I think I'm looking at four or five new hitters seeing the court and seeing substantial time for us. So a number of them were in the program last year and really kind of took off, and they're playing great in practice. But we'll certainly have some new challenges.
Yeah, and I would have to expect this tournament is one where you'll see, you'll use a lot more of your bench. You'll see a lot more players more than likely seeing floor time to if there is good competition at spots.
You know,
or no?
I wish I could tell you. they all need to be ready because I always tell them if we're putting them in, we're putting them in to be successful. And that's the only reason. So, if we see a matchup or we see an opportunity, we're certainly trying to put our best product on the floor and get the most out of our whole program.
This has always been a great weekend, not only obviously for Montana Tech volleyball, but the Frontier Conference volleyball and Butte, Montana. You know, it doesn't happen without Advantage Buttes and without huge help from Best Western as well. You're getting a lot of helping hands here this weekend.
Absolutely. And it's been an incredible product. It's been an incredible joint venture, like you said, with our community. It is about Advantage Buttes contributions. The Best Western has been tremendous at really helping us make sure that we have the opportunities we need for teams coming a long ways away. Mm-hmm. We have teams flying in today. They're traveling in starting today, and we'll have some teams practicing and in and out of the community, in and out of some tourist opportunities. And
that's a huge part of this. I mean, you have to remember, I mean, obviously they're kids. We're bringing a lot of kids in that have never been anywhere near Montana. So the idea of possibly getting them to the park or, you know, getting out and seeing Montana, it's a great opportunity.
It's incredible. And yeah, there's, you know, a number of these teams too have a decent number of international players they'll get an opportunity to go see Yellowstone, be up here. And so as much as anything, we want to be an incredible host to our teams coming in. We obviously want to play great, but we're here to host and represent Butte and represent the quality of Montana Tech and our leadership here on campus and in the community.
Yeah, so if you're wanting to get down to the Civic Center, you can get your tickets at the window down there. Matches start on Thursday at 11 o'clock. Nelson will take on Campbellsville on court one. There will be two courts at the Civic Center. And kind of running lengthwise, is that right? Or are we going to be next to each other?
Two courts running lengthwise. There'll be a partition, but from most of that good seating you can have in the Civic Center, you can easily watch both courts. So Thursday is one court until that last evening match. We'll have two courts running. Friday is two courts all day.
All day.
A great slate on Saturday. And we'll have Carroll and Providence both playing twice on Saturday and finishing off the tournament with both of those teams playing. And it's going to be an incredible time. We have great partners. We have great Frontier partners as well with those teams being here and putting together great competition. So, and our officials, you know, our official crew does an incredible job here. We have some great officials that this wouldn't happen without them either. So, very grateful for everything that goes into it, and it should be a wonderful tournament.
So again, matches start on Thursday at 11 o'clock, one courts. Court one will be used until 6 o'clock. So get down to the Civic Center on Thursday. Friday, things get started bright and early. 9 a.m. start time on Friday. Both courts in action at 9 a.m. The final matches on Friday will be at 6 p.m. Then on Saturday, matches get underway at 9 a.m. The final one, as you mentioned, at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. So three full days at the Butte Civic Center. You can get your tickets. And also, if you would like to watch online, you can find it on Baller TV. It's a place this tournament has been for the last several years. And a big old fisheye lens up over, and you can watch it on Baller TV if you are unable to make the trek to Butte, Montana. What do you look forward to?
Look,
Do you look forward, or is it a matter of, you know, you and I was giving you a hard time as we were walking into the building earlier. It felt like you had about 900 things going through your head, but you really couldn't put your finger on one of them. No. Is it just that first match, trying to figure out who you are, how things are coming together? Is that kind of where your mindset is at?
You know, I look forward to that, the nervous excitement when the game's actually getting going and the team's warming up. You can see them, that, you know, they have that excited energy, that excited nerves. But you really got to be patient early in the year because it's not going to go their way plenty of times. And so some composure and the experience that we're going to rely on. We have a great group of seniors and upperclassmen as well that I think are ready to take on this challenge. So we'll be leaning on them and their experience in the moment. And, it's a learning process the whole season.
The Big Sky Volleyball Challenge in town this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Butte Civic Center. Coach Brian Solomon, thank you for your time. Our first bonus episode, we'll do the same next week with head coach Kyle Sampson as we will get you ready for the Copper game, ladies and gentlemen. So make sure to log on to godiggers.com. There is a full tournament page that you can find with all the teams, all the information as well, and you can watch the tournament online at Ballers TV. So for Coach Brian Solomon, I'm Paul Panisco. Thanks for joining us for a bonus episode of Roll Digs. Till next time, take care.